Adam Bomb Show.
Adam Bomb Show.
Sean, Adam Bomb, what up, my man?
Hey, buddy, how's it going, man? I see you tweeting about me. Thank you so much. Appreciate the love.
Dude, every time, you know what's crazy is every time I talk about you, people go nuts. I mean, let's just be honest. What is it like, though, honestly, when you dropped the video yesterday to treat you better? It was an event. What's it like to have your career become an event when you drop videos or drop songs?
It's big, man. It's crazy. And I feel like it happened out of nowhere. I remember you, when like Taylor Swift or anyone would drop a video, how people would go nuts about it, and it would just be all over the place. And I kind of realized yesterday that was what was happening to me. It was kind of a cool little feeling.
So let's back it up. When Treat You Better came out, man, do you get nervous when a song's about to come out of yours? And what's that moment like when it does? Is it like a release for you that it's finally done and it's out?
Yeah, I mean, it's so nerve-wracking. I mean, especially since it being the first song I've done alone since Stitches, and Stitches, you know, being such a worldwide success, to back something up is a very scary thing, but also a really incredible feeling because I was working on music forever. So personally, I didn't see a lot of change because I was changing, but when I released the music, it felt like everyone was like, what is this? Like, I was not expecting this, where I was like, what do you mean? Like, but it was just because it was so long from Stitches, which was a really exciting thing for me. So releasing that kind of opened my eyes up to, like, how the next year is going to go. We have so much more, even better music to you know, show the world, which is exciting.
Really? Do you care to share a little bit, or can't you talk about that part?
I'd love to, man, but I think I'd just like to make you wait a bit longer.
Thanks a bunch. Well, it's been a while since you've been in Atlanta, and I am coming to the show since it's Sunday night. I don't have to work. Come on now. So, but this time around, the last time you played in Atlanta was at the Georgia Dome and Taylor Swift. That was an amazing experience. But this time, you are bringing everything you got. Tell me about what you're about to do on stage on this whole tour, what you've been doing.
It's really big, man. It's huge. I mean, if anyone saw my last time coming around the States, the whole show is a different ballgame. We have the band. We have, I guess the best way I could express it is like it's like a whole new act coming out there again, you know?
Yeah.
We have the beginning of the set staying super acoustic, like good old, like how I've started, and then stuff starts to get crazy. I'm playing piano. We're doing these crazy acoustic things with me and my electric guitar player, and then full band smashes back onto no guitar, no piano, ballads and stuff. It's a really, really awesome thing, and the production is beautiful. I think it's kind of going to be like a cool like movie that fans get to watch.
Sean, just describe how much work you put into something like this to get everything perfect for a tour. I don't think a lot of people realize.
It's hard, man. I mean, not only the music, the whole year of writing the songs on the album, but the whole practicing every single song on the album, getting it perfect, the production, the whole synchronization. It's a show. And it's not, we don't wake up in the morning knowing how to do it. You know, it's a lot of hours put into this stuff.
Yeah. Sean Mendez on the Adam Bomb Show. I'm hearing you're partnering with Papermate Inkjoy on something. What's this all about?
Yeah, man. I started a campaign a couple years ago called Notes from Sean with Do Something. It was a really easy campaign. It was basically just about random acts of kindness. Like, I was getting fans to write on notepads, like, you rock, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. These, like, nice positive messages. And stick them around their school, around their community, and Inkjoy, Spread Joy campaign kind of was a really easy way to start that back up again. So the fans are all excited, and I'm happy because it was a fun campaign.
That's great stuff. Sean, real quick before we go, have you had time to go on Pokemon Go yet? I just want to know.
I haven't. You have to remember, I'm Canadian. They haven't released it to us
yet. That's right. I just, no. My gosh, they're slighting you. That's all right, man. You got your hands full, and we'll see you on,
Maybe it's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, because you would never get anything done.
But I will say, it inspired me to buy a DS 2 days ago. I've been playing Pokemon Sapphire every day.
Look at that throwback. Hey, man, we'll see you on Sunday here in ATL, dude, and good talking to you. I hope I get to see you, like, shake your hand again, man. That was a great time when you came up here, dude.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, Sean. See you soon, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.